Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. In 3 weeks, Revere voters go back to the polls to weigh in on the latest casino proposals for Suffolk Downs. But now some religious leaders in Revere are organizing a last-minute campaign against the proposed racetrack casino, and they're modeling their effort after a successful anti-casino campaign in East Boston. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
On February 25th, Revere voters will approve or reject a casino in their city for the second time in 4 months. Last time around, East Boston residents rejected the proposal at Suffolk Downs that would have straddled both cities, prompting the track to move the entire project to Revere. Voters there overwhelmingly supported the original plan, 62-38%.
Last time, we did not organize.
Pastor Nick Granitzis is helping to organize a group of Christian, Jewish, and Muslim leaders fighting the casino.
The faith community in its own spheres was opposing it, but we weren't organizing and working together, you know. And we really failed.
Granitzis calls Mohegan Sun a corporation trying to invade Revere. He says the casino, even with a promised 3,000 new jobs, would drag the city down through higher crime rates, more traffic, and compulsive gambling. But Anthony Zambuto, the president of Revere City Council, calls that an old and false argument. He says revenue from the casino, a guaranteed minimum $25 million a year, would offset any negative impacts.
We'll be safer here because of this casino. We'll have 25 more police, 25 more firefighters, and the security will be much better in the city than it is now.
Zambuto says residents concerned about gambling should focus instead on repealing the state gaming law rather than fighting a casino in Revere. Pastor Granitzis says he and his colleagues are trying to do just that by supporting efforts to get a question on the ballot this November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.